bearing private equity Asia and CITIC Capital have sold the China business of Wall Street English, WSE, at a deep discount in just over 2 years since acquiring it as the COVID-19 pandemic crippled the global language tutoring group, sources told Reuters. Baring confirmed the sale of WSE China, which at the time of the purchase showcased strong sales and operating profit growth in the world and number 39, second largest economy, to its original founder but gave no details. Separately, US buyout firm Bain Capital and Transmaldivian Airways is struggling to repay a $305 million acquisition loan, as the virus outbreak halts tourism, other sources said. Bain bought the world and number 39's largest seaplane operator, currently grappling with grounded planes and almost zero revenue, for over $500 million in 2017, with two partners. Bain has been given an August end deadline by lenders to settle the loan, they said. Bain declined to comment. CITIC Capital referred the query to Baring. WSE and TMA did not immediately respond to a query for comment. The sources declined to be named as they were not authorized to speak to the media. Buyout firms across Asia are scrambling to pare their exposure to COVID-hit companies, putting the brakes on new fundraising, which dropped to an 8-year low in the first half. The pandemic poses the most severe challenges faced by PE firms in the region since the global financial crisis as company valuations take a beating. This has impeded their exit prospects while pushing up capital costs, potentially spelling weaker returns if not outright losses. Luke Pace, head of ASEAN Private Equity at AE, said PE firms were very much focused on portfolio liquidity and dash, and number 39, the burning and number 39, problem in the initial months of the pandemic. And quote, the approach has been to try and take out unnecessary costs as much as possible, draw down all credit lines and optimize cash conservation until things pick up, comma and quote, he said, pointing to PE exits likely to be pushed back by 12 to 18 months or longer. Asia-focused PE fundraising slumped 44% year-on-year to $13 billion in the first quarter of 2020, to the lowest since the third quarter of 2013. Funding rose to $18 billion in the second quarter but was down 40% from a year earlier, pre-can data shows. Some optimistic gains. In order to avoid selling assets during a coronavirus-induced economic downturn, PE firms in the US have also sought to recapitalize their portfolio companies, mostly by drawing down bank revolving credit facilities and cutting costs. The education, travel and retail sectors are among the worst hit, but investment in others in Asia is picking up. In retail, Chinese buyout firm Hongqi Capital has decided to cease control of UK and number 39's Pizza Express, which it bought for £900 million, $1.2 billion, in 2014, to creditors in a debt for equity swap, sources said. Hongqi, which may keep the Chinese business of Pizza Express, declined comment. Pizza Express could not be reached for comment. With a record $388 billion war chest, some PE firms are, however, seeking investments in the technology, internet and healthcare sectors, as demand for those services grows. And quote, that and number 39's the whole thesis of what could be benefiting or what could be actually coming out of this in a positive trend, comma and quote, said Kiki Yang, co-head of Asia Pacific PE practice at consulting firm Bain & Amp Company.